Pay them no mind. They will not attack you unless I tell them to. You're in my home. You had better lay still. Your injuries were severe. Lucky for you, my family and I were in the area. Yes, you were attacked by a bear. Typical. Blame it on the bear. And completely ignore the fact that you are in bear country, that it is spring, and the bear mothers have emerged with their cubs. And you were in this territory without giving any kind of signal that you were coming. You spooked the mother bear, and she was protecting her cub. You're supposed to wear a bell, you idiot. You're supposed to have some way to alert the animals around you so you don't spook them. Judging by the fact that you were with that group, I figured you would have known that. You seem to have an interest in my forest. You should understand the rules out here. I only risked my life and my children's lives to save you. The least you could say is thank you. You're welcome. No. It's the middle of the night. You're not going anywhere. I'll return you to the group tomorrow morning. I would hope you would be a little more wiser the next time you return to my forest. Well, at least you're not a dense human. Why did I save you? Wow. I've been watching you and the group that you're with for a day or two now. And I had a look through your bag. You You want to protect my forest. Turn it into a national park. It'll be protected from any kind of deforestation, from oil drilling. That's why I saved you. If you were anyone else, I would have just let the mother bear have you. I've heard many things over the years. From animals who were forced from their homes and made their way here. Humans, at an astonishing rate, are using up the resources of this world. And forest by forest, you are cutting down everything, polluting the areas, and destroying homes. You take without any sort of regard for the consequences. You lot, on the other hand, want to prevent this. So naturally, you have my interest, my cooperation, and my protection. This is my home. You want to protect it. So I will see to your protection. Yes, I did call my pack here my children. Because they are. I carried them and gave birth to them. And raise them. They are my family. There are many things in this world that humans have yet to discover. You don't exactly rule over this world the way you think you do. You want me to come into the light? Very well. Are you satisfied? Well, of course, I don't wear any clothes. Wolves don't have need for them. This is one of the reasons why I hid away from the light of the fire. Humans are squeamish and awkward around nudity. And no, in this form I do not have a tail. In this form I am just a human, as are you. Yes. I was born a wolf. You humans have the legends of people who turn into wolves. But yet many of you have never considered the possibility of an animal, a wolf, having the ability to turn into a human. Well, I can't exactly speak English in my wolf form. Besides, after your experience today, I had a feeling you would be quite jumpy and nervous. The sight of another human is typically a lot more calming. than a wolf staring right at you. How do I turn into a human? There have been many stories. Some say that the Great Spirit bestowed this gift to us in order to walk alongside the humans of the world, to be the bridge between your people and the creatures of the forest. Others would say this is a curse. Humans are not highly regarded, at least not anymore. I see it more of a gift. However, none of my children thus far have inherited the gift. As of right now, I am the only one, at least in this forest, with the gift. My father had many mates. If only to just give birth to me. To pass on the gift. Yes, I of course have also had many mates. None of which have given me a pup that can change. There is no real way to know if my mate will give me a pup that will inherit the gift. Yes, we can breed with humans. Yes, my father did speak of women that he bred with. However, the women were only able to give birth to human children. They could not shift into a wolf. Are you suggesting that you are a suitable mate? You know, you can't really lie to me. I may be in my human form, but I can still hear your heart rate increasing. I can smell the pheromones your body is giving off. And I can see your erection. Your scent. I could find out everything I need to know about your body. Just from the way you smell. You smell healthy. You smell good. Forgive them. They have little control. When I descend into heat, you do smell good. And you are fully wrecked for me. No, you shouldn't move. Your injuries they are not healed enough yet. Do you want to breed with me? Lay back and don't move. You smell so good. Your scent excites me. Still, and I'll sit astride you, and we will breed. Do you feel the heat of my opening? Do you feel how wet I am? Feel me slide. You are so hard. You are ready. Now, let me slide. You fill me up nicely. You are an excellent choice. Fill me up. So completely. And you reach deep. I believe you can reach deep enough to plant your seed within me. You may touch me. Feel my breath. adjusts. They will nurse your offspring well. I will bear healthy pups. And they will grow strong. Yourself deep into me. I can feel the warmth of your seed. I chose well. Strong mate. You did very well. I can feel your seed so deep into my womb. Now, we must rest. Here we are, your camp. Lie down. No. Sit down. Sit. Careful. It will take you some time to heal. I came by the camp this morning before you woke. Your colleagues are out looking for you right now. I will see what I can do to turn them around and bring them back to the camp as soon as possible. Make sure you get to a hospital. And once you're healed, return to me. Return to this place. It is rare that one mating session is enough. I will want to breed with you many more times. I look forward to meeting with you again. My mate.